Parshas Vayikach Korach. So last week, I was in Chutz Laretz, and they leaned Behaloscha by Shachris, and then by Mincha, I made a macha. I saw they only leaned till Sheni. I said, everyone here in the shul is Ketani Amona. We have to all believe that all of us will need to hear Parshas Korach next week when we come to Eretz Yisrael with all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore Avada, we should all lean Parshas Shlach by Mincha. But I didn't convince the natives of this idea. But Akoponim Vayikach Korach. Rashi says Korach shepikeach hoye marol shtuze eino hitaosa hisua shalshelas yoytim imenu umoyshe hoye roya lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma Duchzach. Interesting diak. It says einoi hitaosai. Einov, it should say. Einoi hitaosai. I heard once a pshat. A person has two eyes. One eye is to see the hoive, and one eye is to see the osid and realize how things will interact and work out. Korach's mistake was, he saw the osid. He said, yeah, I see that in the osid I have shalshelos yotzim, and it must be that I'm going to be b'seder. I'm going to be the one that's nitzal from the Matayim Chamishim. So that one eye, the eye that sees the future, made the mistake. Forget, that eye saw the future, but he made the mistake. The eye that's supposed to see the hoiva and be in a reality check and see that it's not heading and you're going in dred, that he didn't see. So it was Einoi, he thought. Moshe, hoyeroye. Moshe had both eyes open. The idea that you keep scheduled both eyes to not, in both ways, not to go shoylol after the osid and not to fall into the nivche of the hoive and say, oh, things are, to realize both and balance seeing the osid and the hoive. The Alexander Rebbe, he said he saw someone once was walking down with his eyes down on the ground, like all down and depressed. He said, the person says, I can't even find myself. I don't know what's with me and where I am. He says, of course not. You're looking down. You're looking in the wrong place. You have to look up. You have to realize, you have to know where your Einayim should see where you are. And Korach saw the future, and Be'emes Tesfarim talk about this, that Tzadik Katomar Yifrach Soif Tevis Korach. Because Kenzain Osid Lavoi, maybe there is a Mahalach for Korach's Mahalach, Korach's Tzura, Korach's idea of Kulam Kedoshim. Maybe La'osid, but in where he was then, he wanted to jump to the future. No, that was the mistake. Maybe Be'etzem, it says that Parshazu Yofe Nidreshes, Yofe is 95. The Sfarim explained that Be'emes, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adnus, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, inside a Yud Kei Vavke, which is 26. And together that's 91. That's 91. The Ramah brings this in Hilchos Kriyishma. That's why we say the he has Cheshbonis there, what we say by the Emes V'yatziv, the 15 times that we say with a Vav things is to add up to 90 is the Shem Hashem. The Shem Hashem is 91. But that's Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. But La'asid Lavoi, it's going to be V'hoi Yiyeh. It's not going to be Yud, Hey, and then Vav, Hey. It's going to be Yud, Hey, and then another Yud and a Hey. Then it's already going to be 95. That's Yofa. Then it's already going to be 95. But it wasn't up to there yet. It wasn't Yofa yet. And things weren't set up yet. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't Yofa. It was Vatiftach Ha'aretz es Piha. Piha is the same letters as Yofa. It was Nehepach. Korach didn't have this set up yet. And as we know, that Korach was a Gilgul Neshama of Kayin, and Moshe is from Hevel, and there's a lot about that in this forum that talk about the Gilgulim. By Kayin also, Oratom in Ha'adoma Asher Potsasa es Piha. And Korach, what happens to him is what was originally supposed to happen to Kayin in Dred. Or Ata min Adama Asher Potsasa es Piha. But La'osid, the Piha is Nepach Taka to Yofe. But the reason this mistake comes from Korach, the Sheirish of the mistake, as a lot of this forum talk about, is from the Kina. Virekev atzmois kina. Virekev is gematri Korach. The nakuda of kina, you have to realize Korach was an Oshir muflog. He was a pikeach. Hitaka had a talishakula trelis and a bias mullis for him. He was 130 years old, older than Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was 130 years of ritzifus of avoidus Hashem. The Chedushi Arim writes in one place that he was supposed to have a very choshev shteller. He was supposed to be the Levi Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol. He was supposed to be the Levi Gadol. Who's the Levi Gadol? There's no Levi Gadol. After Korach, the Shteller disappeared. It wasn't for anyone. But Be'etzim, he was Miyud for that. And the Nakuda of Kina is what breaks it. The ultimate opposite of that, that one that was oivid on his midos, is Aaron. Aaron mahu kisalinu alav. Mahu is try to fight with him. It's not going to go. Kisalinu alav. Try to pick a fight with Aaron. No. He makes himself ma. He makes himself into an unav. And by Aaron it says, and it wasn't that he was born like that. That was his avoidus amidus. By Moshe Rabbeinu, by the snare. V'racha v'somach b'liboy. Aaron will be the ultimate firgun to Moshe Rabbeinu having. That's the opposite of Korach. And that's what happens. Korach goes down to under. Aaron goes up to Hoyer Hahar. That's the difference if you go with Machlokes or you go B'Shalom. There's a lot of Mahalchim in the Mefarshe HaMikra, exactly what was the Vikuach of Korach. The Shoyrish of the Nakuda was Kina, but was he being Ma'orer against the Kahuna, against the Nesias of Elitzaphon? On both, on the Leviya, on the fact that Bechlal, there shouldn't be anyone that's special, there should be Kulam Kedoshim. So many different ways of looking at what the Nakuda of the Vikuach was. It has to do with a Nakuda of Kina that was Ma'orit. But, you know, there are those that look at it that maybe Korach was also undermining the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Mamash Apella. We're holding Mamash right after Matan Torah. The Rambam writes in a Lashon, and he writes in Igeres Taman, the Rambam writes a Lashon, someone that has apikorsis, lo yitachin she'omdu raglav al Har Sinai. Korach was Mamash there by Har Sinai. It can't be that this Mamash apikorsis literally over here. There's various Mahalchim about what exactly was the Nakuda. But I heard once an interesting pshat. It's partially based on the Malbim. Other Mepharshim go with this idea. We know that the Gemara says in Shabbos, Shloisha Dvarim Hoisif Moshe Midaitoi. Moshe added them on his own. It was his own idea. Parash Me'ishtoi, Shavar Es Haluchois, and Hoisif Yemecha Midaitoi. Shloisha Dvarim Osa, not Hoisif. Hoisif is one of them. Hoisif Yemecha, but Shloisha Dvarim Osa Moshe. And Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodoi. Korach was tining that maybe the idea to give the Nesias to Elit Sofon, maybe that's also, maybe that's he's tying it to it was Moshe's own idea. And maybe it was. But Moshe, who's the ultimate honor of Moshe, who's the ultimate, has no negias. So by him, it's Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodai. But that was the Nakuda of the Vikuach. The Korach was tying that maybe it was your own initiative. Now, Korach is tying that he's Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahos, Ben Levi. And it doesn't say Yaakov. Yaakov says, B'kaholam Al Teichat Kvoidi. But Ben Yitzhar, the Chidah writes, is that Korach thought he would win because he's like Yitzhar, which is Shemen. Shemen goes up to the top. But he didn't realize that he was also Ben Kahos, which the Gemara darshens in Sanhedrin. Ben Kahos, Sheki Hashinem Elidav, that his teeth got knocked out. And Ben Levi, that he had a Levaya to Gehenna. The Gemara Betzim in Sanhedrin darshens Yitzhar also in a negative fashion. But the Chidah wants to make a play on it, that Ben Yitzhar, that he was like Shemen, that it's going to go up. But on the other hand, also Ben Kahos, Ben Levi, Sheki Hashinem Elidav, and he had Leviya B'Gehenem. The Emma says, the Gemara Barichas is Masber in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuftes over there, every word about the names of Yitzhar, Yitzhar, Kos, Levi, what it means. And I saw some interesting Pirushim from Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Time of the Krop on some of these. One of them is the Gemara says, Ben Yitzhar, again, the Chidah said it meant Shemen goes to the top, but he's the Gemara Darshans, when it's making it negative, Ben Yitzhar, that he was Hirtiach Alev Eskal Ha'olam Ketzaharayim. He made the whole world very heated up, like in the heat of the afternoon. So Reb Chaim says, the Gemara says in the Dorim that time when Korach started up with Moshe, the Shemesh and the Yireach went up from Rekia, from Zvul, and they went up to a higher level of Shemaim. And he says, in Einat, and they went to a Taina to Kutcha Brichu, in Einat to Oysa Dinle Ben Amram Ein Anu Meirim. That's a Gemara in the Dorim. But there's a Medrash that says that Etzem every day, the sun, when it's going through its cycle, it's very fiery and hot, and it will bet burn up the world, but then it goes into the ocean. It sinks, right? It sinks into the Azay State in the Medrash. What are you looking at? Azay State in the Medrash. Pirka the Rabbi Lezer, that it goes into the ocean, and the ocean cools off the sun. And that's how the cycle goes. But that day that the sun went up to Zvul, and went up and complained to Kutcha Brichu, so it didn't get cooled off by going into the ocean. So that's why it was Hirtiach Olavis Kol Ha'olam, Kitzarayim Azay Zakt. Another pshat is the Gemara says, Ben Levi, that he had a Levaya to Gehenim. What does it mean, a Levaya to Gehenim? So he says, a Meir de Gezach. The Gemara says, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, B'shas p'tirasei shel adam ein melavin loy loy kesef loy zav. A person's not going to have a levaya of kesef and zav. Or b'kairach did. Him, with his kesef and with his zav, was melavim down underneath. So kol ruchush itaka went down. I remember there was once, I think it was what with Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, there was a vikuach, they were learning yeshnoichelin in yeshiva, and someone was tying a lomdis that you could be makna something to someone, even that lived doiris before. And when you mocked at him, it goes doiris before, then Yerusha goes down to whoever his potential great-grandchild's Yerusha is. It's a complex yeshnoichelin concept. But the kasha was, can you be makna something technically bekever? Can you be makna something to someone that it's bekever? But then whoever it is, it will go Yerusha. So he brought a raya, he took off his yarmulke, and he says, I makna this to kairach. Now if it's kairach's, it won't go be Yerusha back to Kairos Vira, because if it's Kairos that has, there's a din of Bliya Badama. Din Bliya Badama, and the Yarmulke stayed. So he wanted to bring a Raya. Yes, Litchai Sefshir. You can think of a few Terutzim. But this was, he was trying to bring it. But that was, it was Malav and Loi. Kesef Vizov. Now Kairos also comes together with Dosan Vaviram, Reb Chaim Vital, and the others, again, the Svarim that talk about the Gilgulei Neshamas, it says that Dosan Vaviram were in his galgal afterwards into the two Purim that Eliyahu was makriv on Har HaKarmel. And just like in the times over here, by Dosan Vaviram, they were Nisrafu, also the Purim were Nisrafu, which is a Pella, because the only one Par was Nisraf, the one of, there was two Purim by Eliyahu, only one, the Esh came down from Hashemayim for the, I mean, the people of the, you know, they got burnt over there, but it wasn't. It's an interesting lashon that he says that they both got burnt. Another one is that it says Oin ben Peles, so it's brought down that his wife saved him. And in this forum that talk about the Gilgal Neshamas, it says that she was Nizgalgal afterwards to Michal Bas Shol. So I saw Akasha in the Sefer Megodim Chadoshim. He asked Akasha, how could it be Oin ben Peles' wife is the ultimate tsnua that kept her here covered, and that's how she gufa prevented the people to come cause. She saved him because when they came to call him to join the whole situation, they didn't want to come in. How could it be that she was nesgalga to Michal Bashol? The Gemara says in Erevin, Michal Bashol, what tefillin? That means she was megala. Sari says, he has a few different truths, but Toich HaDvarim, he wants to say, maybe she was tefillin shol yad. Which is reminds of an interesting story. The Chevroner Bochram, the Slabotka Bochram, they dressed in a very modern oifen, and when the Chevron Yeshiva came to Yerushalayim, so the Anshe Yerushalayim of the old Stot, of the Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, and the people from the, they were very, the people were making a machah, but among other things, they said, it's karkafta de leimonach tefillin b'chlal. They have big chups. They're karkafta de leimonach tefillin. So one of them said back, yeah, but chot shal yad they wear. Shaila is if someone only wears shal yad, is that called karkafta de leimonach tefillin? Anyways, Kairach teams up with another 250. The Chizkuni writes, like Rashi, I think most of Shanim, it was from Shevet Ruvain, the 250, but the Chizkuni writes that actually from each Shevet, there was a Bezdin of 23. Now you have, except for Shevet Levi, you have all the Shvatim, 11 times 23, a Bezdin of 23, 11 Shvatim is 253. 11 times 23 is 253. That's 250 plus Dosan, Aviram, and Oin. And that's exactly the Cheshbon of 11 Batei Din of 253. Now, Kairach comes with a taina, a few different mahalchim over here. First of all, he says, a bayis mole svarim shouldn't need a mezuzah. A talis shakula tcheles shouldn't need a chut of tcheles. Hagam, in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash, you had a me'il, which was a talis shakula tcheles, and Leitzon Rishonim didn't have tzitzis. And the Kodesh Kadoshim of the where the Arayin was the ultimate bias mole svarim, and according to some shittas in the sugya, didn't have a mezuzah. Meaning, Kairos coming with a tiny mezuzah, and in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, it's takazoi. But you know, you have to realize a person can have a bias mole svarim, but it still needs the mezuzah. Why? Because your bias could be mole svarim, but when you walk out, we spoke about this the other week, pam achas, you walk out, so then it's not going to help you to bias mole svarim. You need the shmir of the mezuzah. On the other hand, if you have the mezuzah, but the bias is mole under a zachin, so that's also, it's also not going to help you. Now it says, Kairach was a pikeach. The emes is, a pikeach knows not to take a tzad in a machlokes. Tzad is gematria 94. Tzad. Tzad and tzad again is 188. That's already pikeach. A pikeach and another pikeach, that's gematria shalom. That's to realize that you're going to stay b'shalom. Now, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Chof. Kol machlokes, shehi l'shem shamayim, Soifel Hiskayim. V'she'einor l'shem shemayim, ein soifel l'skayim. Eze machloikas shi l'shem shemayim, machloikas hillel v'shamay. Machloikas she'einor l'shem shemayim, machloikas koirach v'chol adosa. It doesn't say koirach v'moyshe, it says koirach v'chol adosa. But the first mishnah on this mishnah, Shammai and Hillel are having a machloikas in limud haTorah. And you're telling me it's a machloikas l'shem shemayim. L'chaira that should be contrasted and compared to a machloikas in Torah, but that's not l'shem shemayim. You bring me stam. A machloikas of Kairach Vadasi. Stam is a machloikas. Stam is a, you know. So, Vais Tachos, no, it was a machloikas in Torah. There's various ways to be masbrits. First of all, it's a machloikas in Hashkofa. Kairach is tiny kolei, the kulam kedoshim, talash kulat chelis, bayis molis forim. We know that the mahalach of Kairach may be tzadik atomer yifrach, la'osid, la'soif tevis. There is a mahalach for Kairach. Just he was makdim, his man. Right, everyone eventually goes under Ered, but he wanted to be makdim his man, so he went under earlier also. Another pshat is that he saw a nevuah that shall shell us yaitzim imenu. That's also pshat in Torah. He's learning a pshat in the nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu argued with him and had a different pshat in the nevuah. But that was the vikuach about how to work that out. And there's actually a machloikis of how old Korach was. We mentioned the sheet that he was 130. There's other sheetis. The Paradis Yosef makes a cheshbin to work out exactly what Korach was. He brings, first of all, a medrash that Korach was born when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. When Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayaches, a Mitzri, Korach, that Mitzri had the Gilgal Nesham of Kain, and then Korach gets that Nesham. Korach is born at the time when Moshe kills the Mitzri. How old was Moshe when he killed the Mitzri? So actually, there's a medrash Tanchum about that. There's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemi, Machlekes Tanoyim, if Moshe was 20 or 40. Okay, so Moshe was either 20 or 40 when Korach was born. How old was Moshe by the story of Korach? So in Seder Olam, it says that he was 82. That depends. If you learn that the story of Korach happens at the beginning of the 40 years or the end, you have to work out the different ways to work, or when exactly it is. But it comes out, Abizel Lefiza, Korach is younger. Korach is either 62 or 42, depending on the Machlekes Tanoim. Again, there are other pshatim that he was of a different age. Now, I heard an interesting ha'ara. The Medrash says that Korach was from the Noisei Ha'arayim. Now, if that's true, that means he has to have been less than 50, because they only carried the Aroin up till the age of 50. So then the kasha becomes, how could he want to demand the Nasius? L'chaira, a Nasi has to be, the Medrash says, a Nasi has to be at least Ben Chamishim. So we have a steer in Mamonashach. How could Korach, on one hand, be from the Nasi Aroin, which makes him less than 50? We made one cheshma that he's 42. And on the other hand, he's tiny, he already wants to be the Nasi. So I heard once a pshat. That's what it says in the Rashi. He saw Shmuel as Yotzei Mechalotzov. Shmuel. Shmuel only lived till the age of 52. Shmuel was Shoifet as Yisrael for 11 years. Shmuel was a manhig under the age of 50. How could it be? It says a Nasi has to be Ben Chamishim. There it says, you could explain Ben Chamishim is that he knows Chamish Shechum Shei Torah. Chamashim, not Chamishim. And Korach is proving that. He says, I see Shmuel as Yotzei Mechalotzov. And Shmuel was a manhig even though he was less than 50. So I can also be. That's another way of learning what Korach wanted to see in the Nevuah. Now it's interesting, Korach Tain is a Lashon, Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. Now that's a funny Lashon. Kol Ha'eda Kula. Kol Ha'olam Kula. Why do you need a double Lashon? So interesting, a Yediyah, in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah, in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Beis, the Taz brings from the Levush, a Shaila Lagabi, the Nusach Hatfila, on Yomim Leroyim, we say in the Davening, Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi bichvaydecha. And the Taz tells, he brings the Levush, why do we say a double lashon? Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. It's enough to say kol ha'olam, kol ha'olam, it's kol ha'olam. Says the Taz, no. When I would just say kol ha'olam, rubai kikuloi. Rubai kikuloi. Rubai kikuloi is 51%. 70%. Please, you don't need 100%. Kol ha'olam kuloi is to be madgish. No, not that you should be maloich al kol ha'olam kuloi, which would be able to be doichik to be in 51%. No, kol ha'olam kuloi. Now, it's not so posh. There are other places where it says kol, and, or you can go both ways, places where it says kol, and it doesn't mean everything, and sometimes not. I'll give you a few interesting examples. It says by the marble, kol asher nishmas ruach ha'im ba'ap of mesu, and the fish didn't die. Okay, it doesn't say kol asher, kol kuloi, right? Or, you know, the ger asks Hillel and Shammai, tilamdeni, kol ha'toira kula, when I'm standing al regal achas, and what did he answer him, Hillel? Madasani alach l'chabrach loisavid, why is that kol ha'toira kula? So Rashi, manda alach sani is going on roiv of the mitzvahs. Zayis Rashi, roiv of the mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Talamdeini kol hatayra kula. I saw brought down in the Paradis Yosef, it's a Pella, he brings a Rashi that says, on the Pasuk, Vayakev Avinu, Vayavaris kol asher loy, and he forgot the Pachim Ketanim, even though it says Vayavaris kol asher loy, because the Teres didn't say es kol kuloy asher loy. Yeah, but it's a mistake, it doesn't say kol, it says Vayavar es asher loy. It doesn't say kol over there. Now, an interesting one is that the Gemara in Hayriyas Daf Gimel, says, it has a kasha and then it answers, Hachem Ami Mistavra, Shaharei Bechol HaToyra Kula, Kaimalon Rubai Kekulai. Harei Bechol HaToyra Kula, Kaimalon Rubai Kekulai. That's a little bit of a shtech, because that's what the topic is, whether by Kol Olam Kulai. Now, we can still see, it's interesting, it says, the Medrash brings down, Kairach was Ben Yitzhar, we mentioned already, the Chidah, it's really the Medrash, that the Yitzhar represents Shemen, because Shemen is different than all the other Mashkim, because by Shemen, if you put it into any of the mashkin, it's tsof lamala. Now there's a shayla if whiskey, legabi certain halachic ramifications, has a din of mashke. And someone wanted to bring a raya because it says in the medrash that shemen, if you put it in kol hamashkim, it's tsof lamala. And someone tried in certain whiskeys and he put the shemen and it didn't go to lamala. So he wanted to prove that it that it doesn't have a din of mashkin. But someone wanted to be doich. It doesn't say in the medrash. Shahariyam Lais and Shemin the Kol Hamashkin Kulan. It doesn't say Kulan, it says Kol Hamashkin. It can be Rubai Kulan. If she could, can say Eitz again. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. There's a Michtav from Rav Chatzkel Abramsky where he writes, B'nei Levi we know represents the Shevet Levi, the Rambam in Hilchas Shmita, the Yovel Perak Yud Gimel, Alach Yud Gimel, V'loy Shevet Levi Bulvad, El Shakol Mish Asher Nesoy Liboy, Lo'or Bar Hashem, could be a Shevet Levi. He says Shevet Levi means the Avreichim, so he says, Rav Lochem B'nei Levi, Uvikashtem Gam Kahuna. You don't need, you have Keser Toira Oila Al Gabeim. A person has to know that the etzem fact that someone is an Avreich, that's sitting and learning Torah, on a stellar reading, you know, someone came to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, And he said, you know, he's already 35 years old and he's geklav, he doesn't have a shtela. This was when Reb Chaim was younger. He said, I'm 60, I still don't have a shtela. I'm sitting and learning. You know? Rav Lochem, B'nei Levi. Yeah, there's a big sugya in Sanhedrin, that Kuf Yud, it goes through whether it says that some of them were Nisrafim and some of them were Bluin. But there's actually a machlekes. What exactly happened to Kairach itself? Rabbi Yochanan says, Kairach loymen abluin veloymen anisrofim. And he brings rise from Sukkim. Other Tanoim argue and say, no, he was both. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he died in the Magefa Bechlal. Kairach. So it's a vikuach exactly what happens to him. And this Taka Magefa. And a lot of people die in the Magefa. 14,700 people. Vayiyu hamesim b'magefa arbaasar elef u'shvameyos. According to some shittas, Kairach is one of those 14,700. Now the Magefa, Aaron tries to stop the Magefa. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Aaron kasher diber Moshe, vayorotz el toich ha-kohol, v'hine hochel ha-negef ba'om, vayiten esak toires vayichaper al ha-om. The Netziv, in the Chumash, Hamek Dover says a Dover Nifla. He says this was definitely a Hiras Shah to go be Makrif Ketoris Shaloi Kedin. It's a Ketoris of a Yochid. It's for Hiras Shah to stop a Magaif. It's not the regular Avoidus HaKetoris, which is part of the Seder Avoid in the Mishkan. But there's something definitely wrong because Aaron has to take this Ketoris outside where the Magaif is. Now, you're not allowed to be Makrif. One option is to go inside and be Makter the Ketoris inside, I mean, at least in the place where you're supposed to. And then take it out. That's Isser Haitzah. It's usher to do that, but that's only a lav. Or worse, you can actually be makter the keteris outside. But to be makter the keteris outside, that's already an Isser Chomer. That's Karis. It's Halo Bachutz. So what's preferable to do? Halo Bachutz, which is more Chomer, or to do Halo Bifnim and then take it out? So Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim told Aaron it's better to do an Isser Kal. What? No, he has to. The ketoris was actually, it's a whole arichas, thank you for bringing it up, was actually choitzitz for the magefa. You have to actually be, the magefa was spreading. It was mamish, literally. The spread, not of corona, of the of the Magefa. I mean, now they said that there was still people davening outside. This is in America, they said last week, but there was forest fires. They said, will everyone please go inside? It's dangerous outside, smoke. But the Magefa was spreading. The Magefa was spreading, and Aaron had the mamash stand. It says even, Vayoretz El Toich HaKol, but he saw that the Magefa was Ba'om, so he had to run to a different place, and mamash Vatayotzar HaMagefa, literally, the Keteris made a mechitza, so he had to do that. But where should he do it? Should he be makter the Keteris? Thank you. Should he be makter the Keteris inside and then run to the place? Or be makter the Keteris where it is? So Moshe Rabbeinu says it's preferable to do it inside and take it out, because then it's an Isser Kal, it's only Haitzah. But Aaron said, one second, if I'll go inside, maybe the Magefa stopped anyways, maybe it's over already, and I don't have to do it. It's preferable to go outside, be vadai that I need to do this, even if it's at the expense of doing an Isser Chomer. Says the Netziv, this would be Negei L'Mashal, if you know that it's Yetzei Yom Tov is on a Friday, and then it's Friday, and then it's Shabbos, and you know there's someone who's sick, and he's getting sicker, not yet, but he will get up to a stage where it will be Pekuach Nefesh. Is it preferable to do Malacha for him with an Isser Lav of Yom Tov, but he's not the Vadois yet that it's going to be necessary? Or to wait till Shabbos, and then it will be more of a vadoyus. But then it's going to be more of an isur chamer. It's taka big shayl in the paiskim. But the nitziv in herchav dover on the hemag dover is herchav dover. He's mitzayin this shachlevatari of Aaron and Moshe lagabe the shayl. Now the pasuk says that the magefa was netzar after 14,700 people. Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin makes a cheshbin that's exactly 1/40th of Klal Yisrael. Because it's a bechina of truma. Later on, the parasha talks about matnas kuna and truma. Truma ba'ayin yof is 1/40th. 1/40th, 14,700. 14,700 times 40 is actually not 600 mamash. It's 588,000. But then the Maharil Diskin makes a nifladik cheshma that it's exactly 1/40th. Because in the Magefa died 14,700. Plus 250. Plus 4. Koirach dosan aviram en oin. That's 14,954. That's exactly 1/40th. Well, not of 603,550. It's still off by 135. That's Gematria Kahal. That's the Kahal that was saved. That's the Kahal that was saved. It was supposed to be another 135 people dying in the Magefa. If another 135 people died in the Magefa, that would have been 14,835 plus 250 plus 4. That's exactly 1/40th. Of 603,550. Aaron was matzel the kahal. He has another cheshbin where he works it out differently based on a pasuk in Tehillim, which says Alisa lamoraim shavisa shevi lakachta matonis ba'odom, which means he got the idea from the Malach HaMavis that Keteris can stop a magefa, and ba'odom is 47. And according to this cheshbin that the Maril Diskin makes, the amount of people saved was exactly 47. But again, he makes cheshbin nifla to this inyan. A pella otzum is that the hafla in Sefer Panim Yafais has a cheshbin nifla of why 24,000 people died in the Magefa. There was a Magefa where 24,000 people died. In 2 weeks from now, in Shittim, by the Magefa, by the Benois Midian. But he makes cheshbinus why Lagabi Koirach, it's supposed to come out exactly to 24,000. It's pasha. It's a pella. It's a shtimnishtik. The pasuk says, "Vayiu hamesim b'magefa." There's a story with Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant. He was nifter on Gimel Cheshvin Tafresh Chavov, 1866, in Yerushalayim. There was a magefa going on in Yerushalayim in 1866. A magefa. I don't know if it was a Welt magefa, but in Yerushalayim, certainly there was a magefa. And the day he was nifter, Gimel Cheshvin Tafresh Chavov, he said over a vart from Rav Chaim Volozhin. And he said, "Vayiu hamesim b'magefa," that the Rebbeinu Shlom did a gavaldik chesed. You know, there's a magefa, but you know, Corona statistics say you know people die 3 times for the government funding. You have to know that the pshat is that let's say there was someone that was anyway supposed to die. The Rebbeinu Shlom has a gzera that today in the magefa is supposed to die a misper mesuyim of people, x amount of people. B'chaste yisbarach, he worked out that the people that were anyway supposed to die. He put them into the cheshbon of the magefa. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Salant said over this word for Ruch Chaim Volozhin, but he said it on himself. He was nifter that day that he was oiled into the minion of that it should be for the he was nifter b'ziknusa, yeah. But he was saying that b'cholifin vayiu hameisim b'magefa that it should be afen zvegen from the cheshbon of the magefa as well. Now after the whole ma'isa with the srufim and the bluim and the magefa, comes a story and a parsha with the matos that each Nasi puts a mata into the Mishkan, and we're going to see a test. And that's a siman that he's the one. Apella Otzim, the Mefarshei HaMikrash tell, it wasn't enough yet. The Srufim and the Bluim and the whole Holach Yeluch of this Inyan, it wasn't enough yet to prove. So one pshat is, the emes is, the Ikar is Taka the Matos. But till you get rid of Litzonis of Kairich Vadoso, you can't even prove anything. That was just the Hechatimtza. Now the Matos is the Ikar. That's one Nusach. Another Nusach is that there's two different Sugyas. Yes, Kairich was tining Kola Eid Kulam Kadoshim. You don't even need a Tzura of one outstanding Manig, Kohen Echad, Melech Echad, Nasi Echad. We proved that was wrong. But now, fine, there's supposed to be one. But B'chol Zois, how do we know who it is? And that comes from the Matos. Not a Moifis. Kriyas Yamsef and Eser Makos and various Mon Be'er is maybe bigger Moifsim. The Nakuda of the Matos is, you want to know who's the Kohen? Take a Shtik Holtz. You know, what's a tree that grows fruits, Betzim? A Shtik Holtz. It's a piece of wood that grows. It gets its nutrients from the ground, but it makes fruits. Let's take Matos and put them into the Mishkan, into a Mokam of Ruchnias. The one whose Mate is going to be Tzoymeach Mikoyach Ruchnias, that's going to be a riot that he's the one, the Taka, he's the Manig Ruchni, he's the Koyin. So it wasn't the union of a Moifis. The emes is in the Meishiloyach, the Ishbitzer, he writes, it says in the Pasuk, Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu, that all of the Nesiim's Matos, Kol Echad, Lefi Dar Gosoy, was Poireach, a little bit. But each one, Lefi the Darga, each one was able to look and see, oh, that's mine, that's where I'm holding, that's the Madrega that I'm up to. By Aaron's, it was to the ultimate that it was already the full Shlemus, that it was able to do the entire thing. And the emes is, there's even more to it than that. It says by Aaron's, Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayigmosh Gedim. When a tree grows fruits, first there's a perach, but then the perach falls off. I think it's in today's daf, even in the daf yemi, that smadar is when the perach falls off, then the fruit starts blossoming. First there's a perach, then there's a tzitz, then there's shkedim, but when it's finally up to the stage of shkedim, there's no more prochim and there's no more tzitzim. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun Beis that mata aroin was nignaz, together with the oroin and various other things, im shkedeho v'procheho. What's the prochim for? Because Aaron was showing that Keseder was steiging, Keseder were growing. A person doesn't say, oh, I got up to the peak, and now I'm... No. Keseder, even at a later stage, Keseder, Vayas Kain Aaron, we spoke last week, Shaloshino, that it's Keseder, Vayotze Perach, it's Keseder, Vayotze Tzitz, it's Keseder, Vayig Moshkedim. We said, Tzadik Katama Yifrach, Soif Tevis Kairach, but no, it's Keseder always steiging. At the end of the parsha, you have the sugyas of Matnas Kahuna. We know there are Chav Dalid Matnas Kahuna. The Gemara in Chulin, the Kuf Lamed Gimel, brings down the Cheshbon of exactly how there are 24 Matnas Kahuna. The Gemara actually works out that there are 10 in the Mikdash, 4 in Yerushalayim and 10 in the Gvulin. Although, if you look, the way the Rambam in Anfang Hilchas Bikurim, he categorizes the Chavdal of Manas Kuna a little bit different. Avada, you come out to 24. 12 and 12 is 24, but he comes out to the Cheshbon of 24 a different way. Well, let's talk just a little bit about Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, it's a noise that's Chavav. There's a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara says, has a Nidin about Hilchas Tfilin, and the Gemara wants to know if a person has, Plimoy asks, if a person has two heads, on which head should they put the Tfilin? So the Gemara says that they would doichim, what, who has two heads? What are you asking Shilas like this? And as they're having that Shakotari, someone came into the Beit Midrasha and said he just had a child with two heads. He wants to know how much to give for Pidyon HaBen. So they told him he has to give 10 sloyim. 10 sloyim. It's two heads. So he answered back, it's a cryptic shakavatari over there. The Gemara said, yeah, but it's a treifa. This it won't survive two heads. And that's why it's not a geir shayla of tefillin. But Rebbe said, there shouldn't be pidyon haben either. And the Gemara says, no, bigul goyil is tola rachmano. Bigul goyil is tola rachmano. A little unclear. There's a Reb Chaim in Stencil. There's a few different neschoyes to this Gemara. But Reb Chaim wants to say that the shakal of Atari was that the Gemara was really declaring, like Abi Pidyon HaBen, is it one person? Is it one person who happens to have two heads? Or is it two different people that are sharing a body? Now, if it's two different people, so then only one is a Bechor. If it's one person with two heads, so then it's only one person, but then you could say a word, Begul Goylus Tala Rachmana. The problem is, Begul Goylus Tala Rachmana, but if it's one person, if it's one person, they should only pay five. If it's two people, the Gemara holds you should pay ten. Well, I only one is a Bechor, it's a good Aura, Oichet Aura, but then it should be ten. In fact, Gemara, but if it's two people, it won't survive. On that, the Gemara answers, no. La'olam, it's one person. Why are you paying 10? There's a din. Bigul goyel is tala rachmana. You think pidyon haben, the price is 5? No. The price is 5 per head. 2 heads is 10. 3 heads is 15. Feed the heads. It's not treifa. Because it's taka one person who happens to have 2 heads. The shita mekubetzes, the etzem is already a smach. The shita mekubetzes and menachas afanar in the daf, it's printed, is already a mismach to the shakla v'tariyah, because he brings that there was taka person with two heads who got married and he had a lot of children. Some of them had two heads and some of them only had one. And by the Yerusha, when he died, there was a vikuach because the two-headed ones were tining that they deserve double. Not as Bechor, that each one of the two-headed ones tines that they deserve double. So Shloima HaMelech, the Mishpat came to Shloima HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech covered one of the heads with a bag, and in the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachas Daf Lamed Zayin, it's on the page. So he poured boiling hot water on one of the heads, and both heads screamed. So he said, "Aha! Yeah, it's one person. Good."